Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building. Light skin is back. It's been a light skin week, man. Well, last week was, and now this week.
Yeah, his partner was here last week.
Yeah.
Breezy.
Yeah. What's up? What's happening?
Morning, sir.
Are you going to tell us that you tried out for Empire too? It seemed like every light skinned dude in the industry tried out for Empire.
Nah,
Tiger, Quincy.
Nah, like I just started watching the show, just getting into it. I ain't really hear about it. I ain't the type of dude that try out for it.
You got to tell me I have it.
I'm not finna just. I ain't finna read it, child. Nah.
So you never did no auditions for none of those movies, like the joint. What was that? Takers? None of that.
Nah.
They just picked you. I go, we want Brown.
Yeah, like, I mean, I did my actual, like, acting coach, like, on set to get it. And then I usually kind of learn from the actors as I go.
Yeah.
But, you know, I never really kind of, if it ain't something I'm interested in, I ain't really about to. Oh, if they ain't calling me like, hey, you want to be in this movie?
Well, congratulations on getting the tour started.
Oh, appreciate it.
I know
appreciate
at first it was a little bit. People were upset, and you were like, come on, man.
Yeah, you know.
You had 10 hours of community service. 10 that you couldn't complete.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Nah, at first, you know, it gave me 1,000 hours, you know, over a span of time. But throughout that time, you know, I was incarcerated. I had different things that was going on. So, you know, throughout that time, I mapped it out to finish it at a certain time. But I was getting booked for things at the same time. So I would be going here, doing a show, and they would give me the approvals. The judge would approve it. The DA would approve it. I'm like, all right, whoo, fine, I'm good. So they had already approved the tour for me to go. They saw the schedule of it, but I had 100 hours left. So I scheduled it to where when I got back off the tour, I would be done within that week.
Right.
Before I went back to court. But, you know, things didn't happen the way I wanted it to.
So they made you finish it?
Yeah, they made me finish.
What they made you do?
Well, basically, the whole time I was doing the remaining of the, you know, 1,000 hours that I had, I was doing. I was at a boys' detention center, you know, so like prison for young boys.
Right.
But I would be doing maintenance, man. I would be, you know, remodeling the walls, whether it be painting them from all white, fixing the whole bathroom areas up for the boys, and
they didn't put you outside. No, remember last time they had you outside, everybody was stopping on the highway taking pictures.
Well, we're in fence like a real jail, so I would be like, you know, cutting grass on the inside part. But I wouldn't be, like, you know, visible to the public.
Now, so, wait, you know how to remodel bathrooms and everything?
You know, you're going to have to, like, you know.
I thought you were so handy.
I mean, you're a creative person. You're painting and stuff like that. Yeah,
I wasn't painting in the art form that I kind of wanted to paint. Like, when you just painting just white plaster on everything, it's just like, all right, this is not what it's more creative things I can do.
Now, usually when they have guys at the detention center, they want you to talk to the kids. That's your community service. Like, yeah. Like, nope, not Chris.
Yeah, you know, I kind of didn't understand that too. You know, I was looking at the situation like, you know, I think I have more of a understanding, you know, of the youth or being able to have been through certain experiences to give them my insight on how not to take that certain path. But I think they wanted it to be more of a labor thing. It's more of a punishment than me to actually help the community, which is kind of backwards. But you know, I don't make the rules.
I saw you spaz on the fans on Instagram because they was coming at your neck. Yeah, I mean, you messing it up. We can't see Trey because of you.
Yeah,
Chris.
You know, you know, I'm never politically correct. I'm always.
We know.
You know how I am.
You know,
I don't really kind of have a filter. I try to kind of chill now, like just to be like, man, it's not that important.
You can't control it. You're light skin, man.
Yeah,
it happens,
you know.
Man.
Watch your mouth.
Man. I always say he's light skin with dark skin tendencies, but he can't control it.
But sometimes it's difficult. Like, does that affect, you know, how the judge looks at you and everything? They're like, okay, he just did this, and we thought he was doing his community service. He did that, but then he goes off. Do you think that's something that affects?
I just think. The judge would, I mean, I wouldn't talk about the judge because I'm not on probation all the way. So I would say, I don't think it would make a difference. I think even if I was at church every day and doing whatever, it would be something to talk about.
They have an opinion already.
Yeah, they have an opinion. And I think with how media has kind of, not saying targeted me because I'm not here to be like, woe is me and all that. That's kind of bull.
No, it's definitely media talk.
Yeah. It gets old all the time. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like the only thing that's highlighted in my career for the last 5 years is my negativity. You know what I'm saying? But only thing that I can do is put my positive music out and do what I do and be great at that. That's the only thing that has been successful is the music, and people can't deny an undeniable hit. You know what I'm saying?
Percentage-wise, if you had to put a percentage on how much trouble you actually have caused on yourself, per se, how much the media puts on you, what would you say?
It's 50-50. I'm not gonna sit there and say I'm a saint, but I definitely say a lot of the choices that I made in the past reflect now. So now I don't have that benefit. You don't get the benefit of the doubt. Like, oh, Chris ain't do that. Come on now. People be like, no, he did it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because of my past decisions.
Do you move differently now? Because, you know, now it seems like people try to start a problem because they want to sue or they want to see you in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, I'm more vigilant of my surroundings and where I go. Like, even if a place gets shot up or wherever that club, whatever, I just try to move accordingly and not try to have certain influences around. Like, you got certain type of people, they're going to bring a certain type of crowd.
Right.
There was a story that you were not going to perform at certain types of clubs anymore.
Yeah.
And so that was true. You were saying, let me get out of that element.
I mean, you know, I could say that for 5 minutes, but I love the hood.
That's what I'm saying.
I got a rule. My rule is I don't talk to niggas after 5 o'clock. The hood can close. You can put a closing time on
I feel you. I mean, well, for me, I just feel like that's what, because I'm not a street dude. I don't portray myself trying to be tough. I'm just who I am, you know? So I think when I go places and how I maneuver, I'm just approachable. Like, I can go places and go to a terrible neighborhood or wherever it is. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? What y'all doing? Y'all good? Or go to a nice place and be like that. But I think just you have to be wise on where you go, man, how you choose to move around.
Right.
Sometimes they'll shoot the place up.
Do you ever ask yourself why? Say, why did this happen when I'm here? Do you feel like trouble follows you?
I feel like the story ain't fun if it ain't that. You know, I think after a time, like, you kind of be like, man, I'm always getting in trouble. I'm always in a situation. I think just, you know, God gives certain people certain paths. And I think, you know, you got to go through something. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm just sitting here smiling, hey, what's up? Everything's great. I'm about to put on this glittery jacket and start dancing.
Right.
Like, it's not going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. I think people feed off my negativity because they're so interested in my greatness as an artist.
Right.
Have you checked to see if there's voodoo on you or roots? Justin, you might have to
check. Joke that you got some
no,
roots.
I really feel like every it's time something, something happened, I'd be like, something. I'd be like, it's somebody got a chicken bone buried with Chris Brown name on it.
You know, I don't mess with that. You know, I don't mess with that. You know, I've been known to date a couple island girls.
That's what I'm telling you.
I don't know nothing about
go
that.
Go to Barbados and just see. Might be something buried in Barbados, brother.
Do you ever think in the future you would do your memoirs or an autobiography or something like that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, there's a lot of stuff about me that people don't know as far as like how I got into the game. Just little stuff, like the details, the fine details. So I think, you know, doing a movie would be dope. I'm actually shooting an actual documentary for my tour. So everything plays in this position, like me being held back on the tour, not being able to go out there, losing like $2-3 million worth of, you know, production, ticket sale, having to cut the show in half just because all the setbacks. But it shows the beauty, you know, the rose through the cracked cement, you know, so you're able to kind of travel through the journey with me and understand.
How's the tour going? Because it's 6 sold out shows.
Yeah.
And it's you and Trey, and it's you guys are going Virginia Boys.
Yeah.
So how was it?
You know, the tour's actually, it's been a surprise because I haven't toured, you know, domestically in almost like 3 or 4 years. So being able to get back on the road and kind of showing the people again, because, you know, America is fickle. Like, you have to really win them over.
Absolutely.
Every time, like, every new record is your new record.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because they're like, all right, but I ain't really trying to hit him. You know, so being able to go out there and, you know, be on stage every night and see the crowd packed from front to back, you know.
Now, how does that feel? Because for a while, when you were doing shows maybe a couple of years ago, they weren't as packed. People were against you, so you weren't getting them filled stadiums anymore. But now it's back to what it was.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. And it just shows that I have a good job.
Okay.
I'm just happy and thankful.
And what's up
sometimes
with
you
hair?
Gotta let the tail.
My hair right now, I gotta get it redone right now. I'm sweating on stage, starting to,
you know,
that's
keep,
why I got a hat on. You know what I'm saying?
So, if you keep dying it over and over, you're gonna eventually go bald. It's gonna just fall out.
And I might look like Aaron Hall or Kelly. I might take that route. That's gonna be my
like
route.
Now listen, let's talk about your relationship with Karrueche. You guys are good now, back together.
Uh-huh.
Are y'all engaged?
Yeah. Nah, it's no engagement. It was just good. You know, that's
so y'all spent Valentine's Day together.
Is that really your girl?
It's my girl.
Stop it, Charlamagne. Why would you not believe that?
It seems like it changes all the time.
I just feel like this is my position on it. A lot of the times, like, I'm impulsive. Like I said, I don't have no filter. So a lot of the times, whether it's an issue in a relationship, whatever, sometimes whether it's both party, her or me, we don't know how to communicate sometimes to be able to be like, hey, man, let's talk about this before we say some
right.
And then we back together the next week. Because everybody else going to just, then you give everybody else the option to depict our relationship and set their own basis of how we live our life. You know what I'm saying? So I just think, you know, as of now, we've been kind of cool with not being on the Instagram.
No, your last little stupid Instagram back and forth seemed like that was
it. Yeah, you know, man. It hurt me so bad, I hit boo. I said boo. Please tell me Breezy just didn't admit that Drake flew his girl out. Please, yeah. No, man.
But I need him. I ain't getting no money by talking about him. So, I ain't no point in talking about dude.
But you did do a countdown, and you didn't count number six. And everybody was like, he didn't say six because Drake did the Six God song.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't remember that, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't remember not saying. Like, that dude don't make me no checks.
So, I thought y'all was cool.
I ain't getting no money by talking about him.
Y'all was in the studio. It seemed like I was making records and.
I didn't make no records with him.
Oh, okay, okay.
Nah, he just was in the studio. He was a fan. Mm-hmm.
So he must really be ducking the fade from Brown. It sounds like y'all got an issue.
Like I said, I don't got no opinions on none of that.
He was just a fan.
He don't make me no money by talking about him. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as, if I get a check by, you know, ding, ding.
But he not a friend.
Nah, I'm cool.
So for you and Karrueche moving forward, though, you decided, let's just keep this off of social media. Let's not argue and do this, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's better for growth. Mm-hmm. And it shows maturity when you can communicate and talk through a relationship and understand each other. Mm-hmm. You know, so I just rather do that and not try to, you know, make my stuff as public. Because it ain't nobody's opinion. And people's lives is shitty anyway, so they can't really comment on mine.
It was cute that y'all did the video together, though.
Yeah, you know, I did, and we did that about a year and a half ago, too.
Oh,
but,
really?
But I just waited to the right point to just put it out and set it up right, so it was good.
Mm-hmm. You know, Kanye said in his new record, All Your Fault, he said that Karrueche can never do no better than you. Yeah. And I'm like, where did that
anybody
come
else
from?
Be goofy?
Like,
that
was like,
I mean, I feel what he meant by it, and I'm not saying like as an arrogant statement, but I just feel like in any situation when you look at yourself as in a certain light, cocky or not, you know, I think, you know, it's nowhere else to go.
Mm-hmm. Like, now, how many times have I said that on this radio?
You know, it's nowhere else to go. Like, even with old girl, you know, the first one.
Rihanna.
Yeah, who else are you going to go to? Mm-hmm. I mean, she got bigger money.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I know, but that's nice. That's a good choice. But who else in this game she going to go to?
Not in
some
music.
Corny singing rappers? Mm-hmm.
Some corny singing rapper named Aubrey. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
Like what she do now, like, you know, I got respect for all that. Mm-hmm. Whatever her choice is. But at the time, toot my horn, who hotter than me?
Now, you don't speak to her anymore. You don't speak to her anymore, so there was no birthday wishes and nothing like that?
Nah, like, we just cordial. Like, it's like, I respect her space, she respect mine. You know, it's not a like, unless, because, you know, you, too much talking. Get to, hey, what you doing?
Get the back to,
hey, what's up? What's up? Yep. We gonna hang out. And, you know, it's just complicated
y'all
things,
naked,
man.
Relapse. That's a good thing to relapse with. Relapse with Riri. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I wonder what made Kanye comment on your relationship though. Like, do you talk to Kanye or does she talk to him? I don't know.
Me and Kanye, we just started getting like real cool over like the last couple months, man. Like, so, you know, I understand him sometimes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like. A lot of people be like, man, he just complains. He always do this. The stuff he complaining about, don't be so over the top, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, whether it's music or whatever it is, sometimes how he words it.
It's
like, okay, damn, I don't say it like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can't knock the man for how he feel. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to be the greatest, you got to act like you're the greatest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just left it. He seems a lot more humble, more reserved.
Surprisingly,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's dope.
Now, somebody like Justin Bieber, you know what I'm saying? He's got low. Mm-hmm. He seemed like he's popped back up and he's trying to have a cleaner image. And it seems like the media is allowing it. Not just allowing it, but kind of like pushing it. I wonder why they don't give you those same chances.
It's skin color. I'm light skinned, but not that shade.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, everybody can be like, oh, pull a race car. Man, y'all know this music industry. Mm-hmm. It's 1935.
Right, you know what's funny, man?
It's just a different face.
Right.
People don't speak up and say how it is, but you know, you got us that can. I can go and make a R&B song that's just like, okay, that's the best I heard, but it's gonna go so far on Rhythmic,
right?
Maybe touch, you know, a top 40 station, but you get another artist, different color, sing it. It's the newest generation of music. Like, oh my God, it's so innovative. What for?
Right.
Why? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not a hater because I love their music too. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is. You see the difference? Look at the Grammys.
Is, is it easy, like, to get a PR and that can help you clean up your image? Or if the media don't want it to be clean, it's just
any
not gonna
PR
be clean.
For me, they gonna go through hell. Right. Like, I just feel like I'm just gonna be real with you, man. Like, I
you're think, not giving up your password to your Instagram.
I'm not. Yeah, I mean, I'm not finna. You know, I might say something, but I delete it later. But you gonna, I'm gonna say it first, so I just get it off. You know, but I think what PR with me is just finding people, because you know what it is. My biggest challenge is to get the gatekeepers to say, okay, it's cool to mess with you.
Right.
You know that, and you know what it is? It could be the toughest rapper or whoever it is. We love that guy mm-hmm. because we're not afraid of him. He's, you know, he's not a risk. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, and he usually has to be, like I was saying this to my friends, like, and I'm not trying to make it a race thing, but like, you know, I was at this really rich party. Mm-hmm. Like, and I just felt awkward there. I was like, because I walked in, you know, a lot of white people, they was just looking at me like, oh my God, that's that, you know, that guy right there. But then when they got drunk, you see what their real feelings is. Mm-hmm. They get drunk going, yo, man, look, you're the best, bro. I love you. You just really need, yeah, like you're so talented. You just mess up all the time, man. Just, like, that's, we're afraid of you, bro. Like, that's what
we're
it
afraid
is.
Of you.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just the people that got to take the risk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I take a risk every day because I say, F it. Mm-hmm. And just do my thing and do what I'm here to do. Do my music, do everything for my fans. And a lot of people just don't understand how I've been able to survive
right.
all everything and still be putting out, you know, number one records and stuff like that. It's just, I don't have a mentality of looking back and caring.
Seems like you don't care anymore what people say.
I don't. It's not even about, like, oh, he doesn't show remorse. I mean, how much remorse am I going to show? It's been almost damn near 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like if you're not going to get over it, you're never going to get over it.
All right.
Do you think anytime during that whole situation, like mm-hmm. after with RiRi, do you think you may have went too left when you got all the tattoos and you embraced the thug life. You embraced the bad boy image.
I just feel like I embrace my creativity. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of my tattoos, I don't have gang tattoos. I, you know, a lot of my tattoos are symbols of art. You know, I'm a mm-hmm. painter as well, a different thing. So I'm just living in my culture of my time. I mm-hmm. think, you know, it's cliche not to have tattoos now
yeah.
if you're a young guy, you're like, oh dang! It's not cliche. It's rare. It's a rarity mm-hmm. if you don't have tattoos. But I feel like now I'm not saying I'm pushing the envelope. I'm just living my life. You know what I'm saying? So I just look at it like, if they love it, they love it. If you don't, cool. But I'm still rock how I want to rock, because that's what being an artist is. That's what being a rock star is. Conformity is prison to me. Mm-hmm. You know, being normal and having to focus on, I got to do this because this person likes that. I got to do this because that person likes. No, I'm going to do this and make y'all follow. That's what a leader does. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't focus on how many no's I get.
Yeah.
Because I kick all the doors down that they put up.
Is it ever awkward for you behind the scenes? Like, the whole situation, I just was at The Real the other day. And mm-hmm. they were like, oh, we don't say Chris Brown's name up here anymore.
Well, that's great.
That's because you called Tamar. That's great.
But
when it comes to, like, okay, like, say, for instance, Adrian Bylon, she's engaged to Lenny S. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you run into him. Or mm-hmm. for Tamar with her husband, do they ever make it awkward for you? Does anybody ever reach out to you and say,
no,
dude, why is
nobody
you?
Could. Anybody know me? I'm not saying, trying to act like I'm a tough guy, none of that. But I get down when I get down.
They ducking the fade, like, from
like,
Brown.
I'm not running from no fades. Mm-hmm. I'm not running from that. But I'm also walking the straight path till I get off this probation. I'm gonna be honest. I ain't trying to, you know, mess up nothing. Nothing gonna mess up my money no more.
So what happens if somebody calls you and is like, dude, come on, that wasn't.
They're not gonna be able to call me. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. what you gonna say on the phone?
And plus, you probably change your number all the time. As much as you change your hair color,
but you know, everybody else is gonna be around me, gonna be able to get to whoever. If you wanna get to me, you gonna get to me. Mm-hmm. But you know, I feel like, you know, it's not even. If I'm gonna say something and like how I went in on the girls or whatever, yeah. Mine is a roast. I'm gonna roast you. Like, cool, you wanna say something about me? Well, let me just joke. But I don't say the stuff that be like, okay, yeah, he got her. I say the stuff that's gonna hurt. Feel like somebody took a dagger to your vein. Like, I'm gonna say some stuff
because light skinish, yeah.
because that's how I feel. Like, if you take the time out, and a lot of times now I'm getting smart because I'm realizing when people are in a panic mode, when they need to sell something or they need to get ratings or whatever, let's poke at Chris Brown because he'll bite on it. Mm-hmm. He'll say something. And we'll get a reaction out of him because guess what? It's going to bring our ratings to the roof because he's going to go all the way and then he's going to look like the bad guy and we're going to win. So now I'm starting to realize it. you know, it's still fun to me because I like to entertain.
But it's so hard because people do comment on your relationship all the time because it is always in the news.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, different things that happen between you guys. It is, you know, very public. So it's hard to say who, you know, it kind of puts it out there for people to say what they think or give their opinion of it.
Yeah.
And I'm the only person like, drinking, by the way. Come on.
Come on, man. What you talking about?
But sometimes that is a little difficult because you have to realize that when you put things out there, people are always going to have something to say about it. You know?
Absolutely. And that's kind of a give and take for me, too. I got to understand that.
Now, what about...
Go ahead. No.
Now, what about Tiger? Now, how did you and Tiger hook up?
I met Tiger years ago. You know, I actually was a fan of his, like, his just style because I felt like me being in L.A., it's not a lot of guys because at the time, YG wasn't really out and a couple of other artists that L.A. is kind of, like, taking under their wing now wasn't there, like Kendrick Lamar, all that stuff. Tiger was, like, really the only one out there. And I was just like, man, it's not really... no dudes to really hang with. Like, it's like I don't really hang with too many cats. Mm-hmm. But he was always cool. You know, we would see each other in passing. And I was like, hey, man, let's just work on some music. And then, you know, just the chemistry of how we worked was just there. Like, you know, he could always rap and elevate a certain song if I wanted to be like, okay, I like this idea. He's like, all right, well, what if we do this? You know, so we just try to do it as a mixtape. And, you know, some of the songs we did on our first initial mixtape, I got a Grammy off of, like Deuces, a couple of other songs. Like, so I was like, man, let's just do it for real this time. So like AO, that's out right now.
Right.
I did that while I was in rehab, like at the same time I was doing Loyal. And I was just like, Nick Knack had gave us both of the beats. And I was like, you know what? We might as well just do it. Just do this album. Let's just do an album. Because, you know, the mixtape has such a great buzz and success. Let's just give them music because the music we make just for fun is great music. You know,
do you play Big Brother him?
Yeah, kind of.
Because, you know, he's in the news a lot more.
You know he's in his feelings on Instagram with the whole Kylie Jenner thing. He put a picture this morning and said he love her and she's beautiful. And
you know, I mean, whatever decision my man want to make, you know, I'm going to rock with him. Like, you know, I ain't going to fight none of his battles, but it's just like whatever decision you make, you know, we see eye to eye on a lot of things. So I just tell him, I say, hey, man, if you was dating some regular weak chick, whatever, you wouldn't be talked about. Nobody would care.
Right.
Like, you'd be like, ah, Tiger. You know what I'm saying? But because it's news, just take it for what it's worth.
Right.
If they saying some negative stuff, run with it. Cool. All right.
Now I call you Bobby Beige.
Bobby Beige.
2015 Bobby Brown. And, like, if you saw the Whitney movie,
yeah,
everybody thought Bobby was the bad influence on Whitney, but that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
So I always wonder if you feel like you get that that same misconception about you, too, because everybody thinks about the situation with you and Shorty.
Yeah,
but nobody really knows what happened.
Because you've never come out and said, well, it wasn't all my fault, because you can't really.
Yeah, you know, for me, I think it's a character mode for me because, you know what I'm saying? I think I look corny as hell coming out right now just being like, you know what? Guess what happened? This was, you know, that's not my position as a man. I feel like taking responsibility for my actions, you know, is the best thing I could do. But also, I don't paint a picture of her in a bad light or myself. You know, I think we were both young in a situation. People do the crazy stuff. And a lot, and more times than often, a lot of abusive stuff happens in relationship, but people just don't bring it out.
Right.
Like, my laundry is just out there to dry, so you can see.
Nobody cares if the guy's getting hit.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is crazy. But, and we know how Island goes.
He's the truth, though. But I feel like it's more of a, I think all in all, like it's still some, but a lot of past bitterness that I've had because I've taken all the blunt for it.
Right.
And then I can't sit there and be like, well, what was me? Because I did partake in what I did and did put my hands on it.
It's like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
You know what I'm saying? So I think the thing that pisses me off the most now is that, like, even when I was at the Grammys, like...
This year?
They did the PSA.
No, but I had left before that even came on. I didn't even know it was on until I looked at my Instagram or Twitter. And then I don't even know the dude. He got a
It was a domestic violence PSA.
It was a PSA, but my thing is, that's great. That's great. If you can focus on that, that's great.
Just don't put the camera on me.
No, but also talk about Mike Brown. Talk about all this injustice that's going on as far as politically and all the things that are wrong with our country. You know what I'm saying? Don't use the music aspect of music to just talk about domestic violence because y'all don't talk about it on nothing else. You ain't got nobody, no other advocates. I want to see where the awards at and all the fundraisers for domestic violence that all these so-called people is doing. You know, for me, and I'm just being real. Like, it's just like, cool. depict that and do your thing. And then you got other people in the crowd that are artists. I don't even know half of these people because I don't listen to their music. Mm-hmm. But I've seen little tweets and stuff and like, well, you shouldn't let Chris Brown come to the awards then and all this stuff like that. And to me, that's a slap in my face because I ain't got nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. Like, if you in a total different lane and you doing whatever you do, your opinion shouldn't be that valid. You mm-hmm. should worry about what the hell you doing. Because I would. Old Chris Brown would came over smacked you in the mouth.
Yep. Right.
But the new one is like, okay, well, cool. Well, tell me how to get into them pearly gates because you're so perfect. Because I need to know how to get on that VIP list. Because right. I want to get there too.
You know what's crazy? I don't think those PSAs, I don't even think are for you because you own yours. I think those are for the people who sitting in that crowd who probably doing it behind closed doors.
Yeah, no,
you
know I feel
and it's an important discussion to
no,
have.
No, I'm cool with the PSA right. in general. If you want to make that statement, whatever cause is helping families and people that's going through the same situation I went through, whatever, that's great. I'm talking about for the entertainers, right. for the people who have other fans, mm-hmm. who people right. who look at me with the side eye when I'm in there, when I don't owe them nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I really could care less if you like me. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you, your fans know my music.
Are you thinking about marriage at all now?
I'm still too young for that. See,
because you talked about babies last time
I see. I can deal with babies. That's different.
You can have unprotected sex.
You can, but you should want to have a baby with somebody you want to marry.
See, I don't follow the certain formula. See, mm-hmm. I'm the total opposite of the guy that y'all want to give y'all the great answers right, for. Because right.
No,
I'm gonna give you the remix,
that's
nigga in the hood.
That's what the breakfast like, for.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you the remix. So I'm cool having a baby. Great. The marriage thing, I'm not cool getting you half of what I earned all my life. You know what I'm saying? Like prenups, all that, that's cool. I just think marriage, in our generation, marriage has been distorted to our generation of people because it hasn't worked. Mm-hmm. Like the older generation has worked. Our generation.
What we've seen.
What we've seen. Right. And as our culture, as generations from being, you know, teenagers to now high school, whether college, whatever, it's all about the turn up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not.
The vegetable?
No, you stupid. I'm not promoting the turn up. Right. I'm just saying that's what our mentality is. Social media, whatever it is. So it's all about what's hot at the time. Mm-hmm. So those values aren't instilled in us mm-hmm. right now. We don't have leaders to instill that. I'm particularly not gonna be that leader because I'm gonna turn up with you. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm just gonna be real. Mm-hmm. But we don't have those kind of leaders that instill that. So certain females, I'm not dissing my female audience, but females' mentalities aren't on that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Young dudes, guys, we ain't trying to get married right now. You got a couple of us, but we not. So I just think as I progress and find out who I am more and more, like in my 30s, then maybe I can
How many kids do you want, though?
I'm cool with two. One is fine. If it's a boy on the first try, bang.
Oh, gosh.
You should have trapped those two already. You should have got Reed back then and got
No, you know, I would have. Really, look, like, I'm be honest. Like, that would have been my ultimate boom. You know what I'm saying? At the time when I was doing my wham wham with both, you know, I was like, cool, get both of them. Get both of them, boom, and I'm good.
Chris, right. All you had to do was take the condom off.
Do you think Chris Brown was using a condom with them? Come on now. Are you crazy? Do you think you could be monogamous, or do you feel like anybody that dates Chris Brown has to know it's going to be some threesomes happening? It's going to be
dog, you want to throw a Trey songs? Come on.
No. So this is my take on it, because a lot of people ask me the same question, even just in my personal life. Mm-hmm. The good thing about it, I think I can. You know, it's just the understanding, the type of woman that has to be able to deal with an artist, mm-hmm. not just me, just an artist in general, has to understand that creativity plays a role in everything, mm-hmm. sex, everything. So for me, I'm not saying generally I would just need to have sex with multiple women all the time, mm-hmm. but that's more of a choice for us as artists rather than a dude that works at Kinko's. Mm-hmm. Unless his game is just amazing. But so it's a lot harder, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot harder for us to fight temptation. Not saying we don't, mm-hmm. but it's a lot harder for us when a girl can just come up to us and be like, hey, I want to perform fellatio on you just because I like you.
That's a very polite way to ask someone. Exactly.
You know what Chris just did? No. Chris just basically told the girl, give me some head, but in a nice, creative way.
He said in a nice way. Yeah.
But I want his head. I'm an artist.
But I had this conversation with my girl, and you know she understands it. But I do my best to not cheat and not mm-hmm. you know be crazy all over the place. I always have females around me though. Mm-hmm. That helps me write better songs. That helps me be more creative and understand the perspective of what these certain women want.
But they know Karrueche's position.
She makes it clear. Mm-hmm. She walks. That's,
but you said y'all was having threesomes together, so that helps.
You know, that was early then. That was early. That was early days. You know, the feelings get involved, then you got to stop that. You know. Girls start getting involved and be like, why you ain't finished with me? Or there's some, it'd be some crazy, you know? You'd be like, nah.
That's why I don't like threesomes, because I'm indecisive. I don't know who I want to f*** on. I get mad.
It's a family show, right?
You know, I wish more older R&B artists would have those conversations with you about how girls are in this era, because we'll have people come on the show, whether it's to... You know, it could be Jagged Edge, or like The Dream was recently here.
I saw his interview.
Yeah, he
threw a little jab.
But I don't think they understand
girls. A little light one.
It was a light one. But I don't think they understand girls in this era. It's not the I want to be in love era no more.
I mean, it is, in a way, because girls always want to be loved.
Yeah, but I think love gets outdated.
And I'll kind of contradict what he said. You know, I kind of go against what he said as far as, like, the R&B artists want to be
rappers
and stuff. No, it's just a different time. Mm-hmm. It's a totally different time. When it's a different feel of, like I said, the turn up era, like I was the first dude kind of giving those hip hop beats R&B records. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like when I did Hoes Ain't Loyal, that was from a personal experience of me being able to see different facets of thirsty women's thoughts. We ain't gonna call them women, we just call them thoughts. Mm-hmm. Certain women only attract to a certain crowd. You go to one house, you go to Trey House. Same girls. You go to Tiger House, same girls. Go to Sean Kingston house, same girls. You go to my house, same girl. Like, and you'd be like, dang, I just saw you at that party. Why are you trying to be my girlfriend if you letting everything hit it? Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what the loyalty, it was no loyalty there. So that's what was the reason for that song, because of personal experiences. Mm-hmm. Now, in his case, I don't know if he gets to do what we do. Mm-hmm. Sorry to say that, but it's a different age bracket and it's a different mentality.
Are you saying he don't have the face for it?
You trying to say he can't come hang out with you, Trey?
I'm just saying he not Chris Brown.
Right.
I'm just saying he not Chris Brown.
Got
and
you.
He not Tyga. And he not Trey Songz. He's a great writer. I could also be hating and say writers want to be artists. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just not made for them. Mm-hmm. They can write great songs, but they can't perform them. Mm-hmm. They can't sell out arenas. They don't have it. But that'd be me hating.
Right.
But I'm not going to do that.
But you're speaking honest.
I'm being honest.
Now, 50 Cent.
Yeah.
How did you and 50 Cent get up? I seen y'all at the Barclays Center. Y'all on the album. How'd you get with that crazy?
See, you know what? 50, I respect 50 the most out of anybody.
He's crazy.
Because, and that's where I kind of get some of my ideas, because I don't have time for being fake. Like,
he don't play the politics.
He is him all day, and I'm the same way. So, I actually met 50 when I was 12 years old. Mm-hmm. I did a G-Unit campaign with him, with me and my best friend. He'll tell you the story.
You had the tank top on?
Nah. I had the kid outfit, the kid G-Unit. So we did a campaign, and I remember me singing for him and just, you know, being on the photo shoot like, man, we do music, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they always liked our music. But, you know, I as an artist now, I can understand why they wouldn't just sign us on the spot, because we don't just do that. We hear somebody rap or somebody that's good. Oh, man, you dope. Cool. All right, keep doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it was. As I progressed, when he saw me as an actual entertainer, he was like, I said, you don't remember me? He was like, bro, you was the little boy that was at the little, you know, shoot, boom, boom. And he remembered. So he always had a respect for me, because he knew me from actually a little kid. So, you know, we got into the studio, and we always, like, kept in touch. Like, you know, a couple, like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I did a Madison Square Garden, and he came out and came out on the show. But I said, oh, yo, bro, we hung out in L.A. He got on me and Tiger's album, and I just got on some new stuff for his album. And I was just like, we just vibed out. And I just, I understand the insanity in the genius. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm able to befriend that. You know, me and him are both not all the way there, but that's what makes us great.
He's a crazy one. If you're having a problem, don't call him.
call
Tyrese.
Don't call Tyrese.
He said call Tyrese.
Call Tyrese. Don't call Fitz. He's the one. He'd be like, go get him. Like, he's that guy. He'll drive you there.
Yeah.
Who do you call when you need to talk to somebody about something?
Clearly somebody that you don't listen to.
No, but somebody in his business. Like, who is somebody that you call when things are a little crazy and you're like, all right, I got to talk to...
You know, the one person that I can honestly say that I look up to out of anybody that's you know, Michael Jackson would have been my idol.
Right.
But as far as, like, character, poise, and mm-hmm. you know, just a sense of themselves, uh-huh. and don't need to fit in, don't need to act certain way, whatever. It's for real.
Really?
Honestly, like, mm-hmm. like he's like one of my inspirations as far as like just a stand up dude, man, just a good guy, you know,
Virginia got his own connection.
Kid, yeah, mm-hmm. Virginia, you know, got his own, got his kid, got his girl, like cool, but just fly, doing his own thing on his own time, how right. he wants to do it. And he's very respectable and understands the game, you know. So I take a lot of inspiration from him. So if I really need some real advice, I'll talk to him.
You know, a conversation we always have in the industry, and I wonder if you feel this way. Do you feel like you may have missed the moment? Because everybody says Chris is supposed to be the next Michael Jackson. He's supposed to be on the same level as B or whatever.
You know, the funny thing is, I am on that level. But I'm not saying I'm Michael Jackson or Beyonce. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you know you're great, you know you're great. Mm-hmm. You know, when people say he's supposed to be that, that's because they already know I'm that.
I guess from a marketable level, like with, you know, he's doing the Juicy Fruit commercials, yeah, I mean, and the movies,
and that's based on like high school, like popularity. Mm-hmm. That's cool. But if I know that every little kid, the person that's dancing, if I go make a Billie Jean right now, and I just moonwalk across stage. Because that time has passed for Michael Jackson, those little kids would be like, Chris Brown did the moonwalk first.
Right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? But I won't take that credit. Mm-hmm. But I know by the dancing that I do now and the music that I'm doing and how it transitions, because I never just stick to one genre. I'll try to bounce around. Like, my next album is going to be, like, universal. Try to put you overseas for a couple months mm-hmm. with me. You know what I'm saying? So I think with my audience, it kind of differs because it's such a wide range. Like even at my shows, like I do meet and greets, you'll have a 45-year-old woman come in by herself, no mm-hmm. no kids. You know, I love you. Boom. Then you have a 6-year-old come in, you know, with your T-shirt on, or dressing like how you look in the Loyal video or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, you have certain things that you reach to certain people, you know. Right. And I think for me, it's just on how I progress. I can't look back and say, I wish I could have did it this way. Because then I'll be mad at my life. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't get it to the fullest potential. All I can do now is just be like, you know what? I'm just going to kill everything I do.
Mm-hmm. How hard is it to move forward, though? Because everybody wants to keep you on all the negative stuff. They want to keep reminding you of, of that situation.
It's only hard when it stops you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's hard when it stops you as far as, like, legal situations. Yeah. Like, when this probation is said and done, it's nothing else you can talk about. You can't keep bringing that the situation up because... Mm-hmm. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't still on something for that. Mm-hmm. You know right. what I'm saying? I'm done. So it's like I get my 20s back. Mm-hmm. You know, I got on probation when I was 17. You know, I'm 25. So
it was Kylie Jenner age.
You know, but you know, so me being able to transition now, I get to start over kind of.
Right.
You know, and I just think me just focusing on the music. I think every aspect of the music I do, I like to do stuff that people are like, oh, I would have never thought I heard that kind of music from Chris. Mm-hmm. Well, I never, because you know, 5-6 years ago, you would have never thought you'd heard These Hoes Ain't Loyal. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you'll never hear the, you know, me and Tyga album where 95% of it is me rapping. I might be singing on the hook,
right?
But you get a chance to hear me as a lyricist instead of just being, you know, an R&B singer. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just the transition of me being able to be an entertainer. I don't call myself an R&B artist, a pop artist. I call myself an entertainer, an artist in general, whether it's painting, whether it's anything, because I try to be in every facet of music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Why, and I asked Tiger the same thing, why do people in the industry pretend to like each other? Because it's clear that you and Aubrey don't get along. Mm-hmm. But y'all was taking pictures together a couple months ago. Like, why even pretend to get along with a person?
Nah, it's not even a pretend thing. I think what people do is, it's a me factor. It's about me. It's about me. It's about me. Mm-hmm. As artists, people are selfish because they want to be the best. And it's only right because everybody wants to be the top person. It's no friendly, I mean, it's friendly competition, but on these slots, like when y'all got the songs coming up, mm-hmm. new song, whatever it is, everything is a slot. BTS, all that stuff. Like, I mean, BDS is just, you just have to, you got to be in the number, either you first or you not.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not you second or you third. Oh, I got the number two record in the country. Nobody mm-hmm. cares. Mm-hmm. I got the number one record in the country. I'm the best. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So everybody wants to be the best, so they have to work for it. And friendship gets in the way of that.
Right.
So people be people are fake, so they can be cordial. They might be fans of the person, but I'll be lying if I say everybody don't envy everybody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whoever is that number one person, and it's usually me most of the time, mm-hmm. and I'll be honest with my records, like, mm-hmm. you know, I get a lot of number ones. So it's like, a lot of people envy that. You know, so even if somebody got the number one spot over me, dang, I want to get that number one spot. What I got to do to get there? Mm. Man, forget they record. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're not thinking about, oh, man, they deserve that. Or they good. Mm. You know, you thinking about how you going to beat them out that spot.
Right.
You know, so the friendship kind of deteriorates from that. So you get the, hey, what's up, man? Oh, man, cool, man. Whatever, man, let's hang out. Let's be boys. Mm-hmm. And then the dude be like, man, I'm trying to get this dude out of here. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to set him up. I'm going to say this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to sneak this on record.
I'm going to holler at this girl. I'm going to like his girl pics.
Yeah, like.
Why do y'all all sleep with the same girls, too? Like, that's weird to me.
My thing is, like, I think it's a greed factor. You know, for me, like, I used to do that all the time. Like, back in the day, I was like, oh, that's who Shorty talked to? I'm about to holler at that. I'm about to get that.
I'm
about to
knock that one off.
Because it's an ego thing. Mm-hmm. You want to feel empowered. You want to conquer it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think now, mentally, I'm not on that page because mm-hmm. I don't care about that no more. Mm-hmm. But I think what it is it goes right back to the records. Mm-hmm. It's an envy thing. Mm-hmm. You want to be the best. Mm-hmm. You want to know why that particular female likes this person so much and they don't like you. Mm-hmm. They're not listening to your music. So let me go and try to talk to this person while he's locked up. Because mm-hmm. I know if he was out of jail, he'd beat my ass. Mm-hmm.
And he's still probably going to beat the ass. But he's ducking the fade from Brown. Now, is it true? Now you talked about the gatekeepers. Have any of the gatekeepers like ever said, all right, Chris, you good now. We're going to let you live. And have they ever told you you're done for a little while?
Nah.
Everybody said that about Jay. They said Jay was blocking you, Jay-Z.
I never thought Jay was blocking me. I don't think that was ever, you know, something. I think that was just a rumor because he was so close to the
Rihanna
situation.
Right.
I don't know. Because I see him and we're cordial.
Like, mm-hmm. Right.
You know, we don't hang out, but we're cordial, you know. But I've never really met any of the gatekeepers per se to be able to have a sit down with them. But the funniest thing, when I do meet certain people or certain people that are in a position, they're like, oh man, I thought you were so much different. I thought you were just like this angry guy, just mm-hmm. mad, just hate the world. And that's just the perception because mm-hmm. the media can keep you at a certain position and they can make it look so cold. Mm-hmm. They can make it look so cold. I was like, dang, I feel like OJ out this morning. Like, you know what I'm saying? So. Mm-hmm. You just have to, I just got thick skin, man. Mm-hmm. You know, it's only, I mean, I could take the lashes. We've been getting them all our lives.
Right.
You know? So, come on, bring them on.
So we appreciate out, you just joining like, us, man.
Yeah.
The album's in stores right now.
Yes, yes.
What's the name of the album?
Fan of a Fan. The album.
Fan of a Fan. Well, we appreciate you joining us, and thank you for coming through, as always.
Hell yeah, man. I appreciate y'all.
Y'all look like Ray Shmurman on this album.
A little bit. You know what it was?
It's like two light-skinned Chris
Look, see, look. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, she got it right. We were trying to do the 90s era, like the old, like,
gotcha.
Like the old album covers, like when people did, like had excitement, had a budget.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Fun, so, colorful.
Yeah, we just wanted to have fun, you know, just bring that, you know, whether it's the EPMD, mm-hmm. You know, just that real Leaders of the New School, the Crisscross. We wanted to kind of bring that to the, you know, the excitement of the album. Gotcha. I think our collaborations and how we, you know, integrated a lot of the songs and the music is just a fun, fresh way of us being ourselves.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm not giving you a Chris Brown album. That's why you see the dreads and the actual thing.
Gotcha.
Because it's not an alter ego, but it's just a different side of the music that we can create.
So. I always felt like you and Kid Ink would do a whole album together or something at some point.
No, I'm going to need a lot more money from they side. I'm going to be honest, because I done helped that boy out way too much.
You got three singles with him.
Come on now, yeah.
Yeah,
RCA owed me a lot, you know. So, but I, you know, that's my homeboy.
Right.
Like, you know, when he called me, whatever you need, boom.
No, if you was a gremlin that got wet, Kid Ink would have popped off, Tiger. Both them boys off Empire.
Those are the bad gremlins.
Yeah, he's straight. Yeah.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, it's Chris Brown.
Appreciate y'all, man.
In the Breakfast Club. Good morning.